My dear brothers in Christ, today we celebrate the very special feast of the Divine Maternity. That is, we celebrate the feast that the Blessed Virgin Mary is truly the Mother of God. But in order for us to explain this well, we should consider what St. Cyril of Alexandria had said. St. Cyril of Alexandria had said that just as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is true God, and Mary, the Virgin, gave birth to him, so too that makes Mary the Mother of God. Or another way that we can look at this is we know that the Blessed Virgin Mary gave birth to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is true God. So therefore, Mary is truly the Mother of God. So let us not be confused, though, when we say that Mary is the Mother of God. We're not saying that Mary is the source of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's divinity. We're not saying that Mary is the source of the Word, or the second person of the Blessed Trinity, because the second person of the Blessed Trinity has always been and always will be. But when it comes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we know that at the Incarnation, the second person of the Blessed Trinity took upon himself a human nature like ours and was incarnate in the womb of our Blessed Virgin Mother. So another way for us to help understand this a little bit better is to consider our own births. Each and every one of us here has a mother. But when we were conceived, Almighty God created our soul. Almighty God created our soul. But our bodies we have taken from our mothers. But we are one person, both body and soul. And when we are born, the one who we are born of is truly called our mother, even though we know that Almighty God has created our soul. So it's not a perfect analogy, but it certainly helps us to have a better understanding of what we mean when we say that Mary is truly the Mother of God. But what happened, or what took place? Why do we celebrate this feast here today? In the year 1931, Pope Pius XI instituted this feast, as it was 1,500 years since the Council of Ephesus. The Council of Ephesus took place in 431, and it was during that council that Nestorius was condemned. Nestorius was the Bishop of Constantinople in the 400s. And what he taught was he had said that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is two persons. That is, he's a divine person and a human person. That was heresy, that is error. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is one person. Our Lord and Savior is one person, but he has two natures. He has a divine nature and a human nature. Another heresy that Nestorius taught was that Mary was not the Mother of God. With these two heresies, the Bishop Nestorius stood up in the pulpit and he actually preached that to the people, to the Christians at the time. And when the Christians heard Nestorius say that our Blessed Mother was not the Mother of God, the people let out cries and screams, and they all fled from the church because they couldn't believe what they had just heard. Christians at the time knew that the Blessed Virgin Mary was the Mother of God. So to hear Nestorius say that was very much a shock to them. But the church responded to this error and to the heresy of Nestorius by condemning him and his heirs in the Council of Ephesus. So in 431, his heirs were condemned, and it was taught clearly that Mary is truly the Mother of God. So this has been confirmed by many of the church fathers as well. There are church fathers like Athanasius, Basil, Gregory of Nazianzen. They all call our Blessed Mother Theotokos. Theotokos means God-bearer or God-bearing, or in other words, Mother of God. But when it comes to our own personal lives here today, let us clearly understand that Mary is truly the Mother of God, but she's also each and every one of us, our spiritual mother as well. So Mary watches out over each and every one of us with a special care and a special protection. And so too, let us take that into consideration here today on such a very special feast of our Blessed Mother. And let us ask ourselves, are we good children of Mary? Do we pray her rosary every day? How often do we think about her during the week or during the days? Do we call upon her when temptations or troubles or trials come? I think of a young child, maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Whenever they get hurt, whether they bump their head or hit their knee, they start crying and they run to their mother. And their mother comforts them, and her sweet embrace usually takes care of the problems. And it doesn't take very long before the children are out playing again. But so too for us, even as adults, we have many difficulties, we have many crosses that come upon us, and we should fly unto Mary, and we should fly into her embrace, because Mary is the Mother of God, and it's said that nothing is refused to Mary. When our Blessed Mother asks something on our behalf, it's granted. When Mary asks for something of Almighty God on our behalf, it is granted. And let us keep that in mind. Our Blessed Mother knows what's best for each and every one of us. She has our best interests in mind. She wants each and every one of us to become a saint. And she wants us to do what we need to do here and today to accomplish that. So when the joys and the sorrows of life come, let us fly unto our Blessed Mother and let's take refuge in her Immaculate Heart. Let us do our very best to imitate her virtues. What we often see or what we hear is that the apple does not fall far from the tree. We've heard that many times. What does that mean? That means that oftentimes children are like their parents. And so too, if our Blessed Mother, if we take her as truly our spiritual mother and we do our very best to imitate her virtues, we will do much honor and glory for God, because people will recognize that here in this life. So let us do our very best. Let us do our very best to imitate our Blessed Mother's virtues. But especially let us pray her rosary well during this month of October. October is dedicated to the Holy Rosary. Mary is truly the Mother of God, as we have seen and heard and has been defined in the Council of Ephesus. And nothing is refused to our Blessed Mother. But let us have confidence in Mary. When we call upon her in troubles and difficulties, let us have confidence, but let us do our very best to be a good child as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.